Superbeats by Human wants to get your cardiovascular system back in rhythm. Did you know that the top health benefit that Americans want from their food or nutrients is cardiovascular health? But 38% feel confused about what to eat to achieve goals. Superbeats is a highly concentrated, scientifically formulated solution that supports healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. According to a recent announcement by the American Heart Association, 48% of Americans have some form of serious cardiovascular health issue, and 39% have unhealthy blood pressure. Superbeats helps boost your nitric oxide level, which is critical to healthy blood pressure levels and cardiovascular health. Try Superbeats risk-free for 90 days. Visit danasbeats.com to get this special offer. You'll even get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats with your first order at danasbeats.com and free nitric oxide indicator strips to test your nitric oxide levels. Visit danasbeats.com or call 800-664-5617 now and get your heart moving to Superbeats.
No, I didn't ask him to do that. I didn't know it, but I think it's a great thing that he did it. I saw it last night, and they want to look at how that whole hoax got started. It was a hoax. And even Mueller, not a friend of mine, even Bob Mueller came out, no collusion. And he had 18 people that didn't like Donald Trump. They were Hillary Clinton fans. They contributed, many of them, to Hillary Clinton. They came out. It was the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the people of this country. And you know what? I am so proud of our attorney general that he is looking into it. I think it's great. I did not know about it. No.
He said he didn't know about it. I believe him. I tweeted last night when did this break? Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, at D Lash. Since yesterday on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. This is a crazy week, so I'm going to be kind of nuts because it's graduation plus end of year for my youngest, and the schools decided to schedule literally everything all at the same time. So I was up. I had a whole group of kids over at my house last night, and they were studying for calculus finals. And that was my oldest, by the way, not my youngest, because that would make him a genius. So they were all studying for calculus finals, and I it amazes me, by the way, what kids hear. So let me put that out there because this stuff is in the weeds, isn't it? I mean, wouldn't you all say that this kind of stuff, this back and forth, is like relatively in the weeds, right? I mean, it's not something that you honestly expect, like your 15-year-old or your 18-year-old. It's not something that you expect even them to really kind of follow. So last night, what time was it? I don't even remember what time it was when this all broke. So the story came out that, in fact, oh boy, that here Barr is not playing. It was the New York Times story that broke originally. Let me pull this up for you. Barr assigns U.S. attorney in Connecticut to review origins of Russia inquiry. So he is bringing on a federal prosecutor to look at how this all started and if somebody was spying on the Trump campaign. Ooh. Now, when this broke, and I had it on Fox kind of low key, you know, I know everybody thinks, oh, that Dana Lash, she just sticks her damn kids in front of Fox and feeds them NRA pamphlets. That's what she does. That I actually don't. I mean, because I'm not like a progressive parent. See, progressive parents, will you bookmark this? Because I'm going to come back to it. Like, for real. Like, because I want to come back to this, but I'll totally just write myself. Bookmark parents want to brainwash their kids because they're terrified that when their kids grow up, they're going to realize their parents are full of absolute crap. So they want to brainwash their kids, right? I don't want to do that. I want to raise actual smart kids. So anyway, I'll get into that more later. That'll be around the Alyssa Milano thing. You're welcome. So they stopped because they were murmuring and like doing all this stuff. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was kind of going back and forth because I was simultaneously doing two things. Working on book number three, doing laundry because my entire family, well, the family that talks to me because the rest of them are socialists from Southern Missouri. I know, socialists in Southern Missouri. It's almost like a country fried rock band name, right? But I don't want to put it on the list because they would suck. It would be ironic. You see what I'm saying? So they're coming down. So I'm doing all this and I'm also prepping for the next day's show. And I walk through my living room because the kids are sitting in the kitchen. I walk through my living room right as this headline hits. And the kids stopped murmuring. And they looked at the television. And one of them went, oh. And it's not like he wasn't trying to be scary or like Halloweenish, right? It was, they were really reacting. They knew what this meant. Oh. And so when I tweeted the link out last night, all I said was Druk Harris. I just tweeted the link out. Because that's, in a way, what it could mean. We could be walking down this. This is what this has been all about the entire time. You had this chick that desperately, since she was a little girl, wanted to be in the White House. That chick wanted to be in the White House so bad. It's almost like she's kind of Daenerys Targaryen. Really? Think about it. I'm bringing these two worlds together. It is glorious. Think about it for just 1 minute. Daenerys Targaryen, and if you haven't watched Game of Thrones, it's no matter. I'm going to walk you through it real quick, and we're going to soundbite this mamma jamma up. So Daenerys Targaryen, was exiled to Pentos, right? In Essos. She was exiled. She and her totally creep brother really the mercy and the courtesy of a wealthy benefactor who always believed in the Targaryen's cause, right? You could say that guy may have been Soros. And exiled, she grows up thinking that my family deserves to rule. My family deserves to rule. And deep down inside, she knew her brother wasn't going to do it. Her brother could have been Bill Clinton in this, which actually would have been pretty much, you know, appropriate, except for the, you know, Khal Drogo melting gold on his head and all of that stuff. But that's an aside. And then after her brother was out of the way, she still, as a young woman, has herself convinced she's going to sit on the Iron Throne come hell or high water. Everything she does in life, every single acquaintance, every single association, every single thought that fills her head all throughout the day is all in the benefit of getting her, progressing her towards the Iron Throne. Much kind of like Hillary Clinton. She's at Yale. Everything that she is doing step by step, because she, even back then, wanted to be the first woman president. But she met a little few bumps on the way when she got, remember the Watergate thing when she got in trouble by one of her superiors who was like her mentor, who said she was super shady, sketch, and totally a liar. Google that. That's fun. That's an aside, but you know, it matters. Same thing with Daenerys Targaryen. There was all kinds of bumps on the way. Everyone thought that Daenerys Targaryen was a savior, much in the same way that so many Democrats thought that Hillary Clinton was our savior. But at some point in this journey, this epic storied battle, our two chicks here didn't get the hint. Maybe it was about the time that Daenerys Targaryen arrived in the North and realized that she loved power more than she loved the people whom she was serving. But no matter, she rationalized, as long as I am loving the power and the power is for the people, it's okay if I love it more than them. And it's literally kind of like Hillary Clinton also. Hillary Clinton loves power more than she loves the people she claims to want to serve. She wants power to serve her. She does not want to be invested. She does not want to be vested with the authority by the proletariat to do what is in the best interest of them. See, people who want these jobs really, really bad, I don't want them to have it. Even if they're Republicans, I kind of don't want them to have it. You know what I mean? I want the person that doesn't really want it. I want the person that believes that this is kind of a pain in the, you know what? So here we are, our two female characters, and they don't get the hint. And they decide to, well, they completely implode. Daenerys Targaryen, the Mad Queen. It has, you know, even though it was pretty swift towards the end, the plot, but everything was there building up. She was fine burning people, whether it was burning people in Marine, whether it was burning people in Carth, whether it was burning, you know, the slave ships, whether it was burning even some of the slaves in some instances in some of those cities, whatever it was. And we thought it was okay because we were on her side. That choice fit in with our ethics. But that's what she's always done. Even when she burned the Tarleys. That's what it's always been. And now all of a sudden her choices don't fit in with our ethics, but it's the same thing she's always done. Hillary Clinton with Democrats. It's the same thing she's always done. But suddenly her choices didn't fit in with what the Democrats wanted. And so what happened? Do you think that there was a deal made? Barack Obama wins, but I need you to help me, much in the same way she sort of made this deal with Bill Clinton. And so here Barack Obama's government decides to assist Hillary Clinton in the spying on a private individual and fabricating this giant straw man that he somehow conspired to steal the American election with Russia. A guy who everyone simultaneously says is so stupid and also an evil mastermind. It can't be both. The man is either so dumb and so ridiculous, which is progressives' favorite go-to, that he can barely tie his shoes, or he's a brilliant mastermind that bent America over a barrel and he and Putin had their way. I mean, honestly, which is it? It cannot be both. And Hillary Clinton imploded, and this is what this was. This is what it was. Came out. It just imploded. Hillary Clinton, she went too hard in conspiring with Russia. She didn't cover her tracks well enough. And I think she didn't cover her tracks with Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, because I really honestly believe that she thought there was no reason she needed to. There's no reason to cover your tracks when you're expecting to be the one in charge. It was her and the Obama administration. There's no need to cover your tracks when you are expecting to be the one in charge and you really don't need to hide anything from yourself. But Democrats made a fatal error politically. They overestimated their influence of messaging. Voters revolted. Democrats that Hillary Clinton saw so loyal to her husband decided to go to Trump. And she lost, and they have never been able to get over it. And so here we are, a candidate once again in exile. What's next? And so that's what we're going to find out with this William Barr investigation. Ooh, we got a lot more in store for y'all that you're not going to want to miss. Let me look, because I got a couple of things up here that we need to all check out. So coming up, we got more of the Rashida Tlaib fallout. And then we're going to get into some 2020 stuff, because Beto O'Rourke is floundering hardcore. Some social justice warriorism. We got that for you. Oh, we got a lot of social justice warriorism for you. Some foreign policy stuff. We'll get into all of that as well. And then, of course, we got our Florida man. And then Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley, joins us in our third hour of programming today. Holsters are a really personal thing. And I'm kind of like you guys out there. When people are sitting here suggesting things for me to do, I immediately don't want to do it because it's not my own idea. Are you guys like that, especially with anything that has to do with gun stuff? When people are telling me, oh, well, you should try this, I'm just like, I'm sorry, did I ask for your opinion? Because I don't think I did. But let me just tell you this. You can just decide what you want to do or not. All I know is that when I carry, I don't want to feel like I'm carrying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to feel like I am. When you carry, it's a lifestyle. When you conceal carry. And I want it to be comfortable because, you know, sometimes you're carrying all day long. And I don't like necessarily, I really am not huge on carrying in my bag unless I absolutely have to. I like to carry on person. But then, of course, I need it to be comfortable. I don't want stuff digging in my sides. And so I kind of need it a little bit customized for me. And this is where Vedder Holsters comes in. V-E-D-D-E-R. They have a huge selection of any kind of holster for, what is it, like 85 different some odd firearms that you can get? I mean, really, honestly, there's something for everything. And you can get them customized. And you can also customize even color and, I mean, everything. Everything is customized. And it has a sweat shield, too, which is awesome. They also make gun belts, which is great. These are gun belts that look nice, although I know everybody wants to be tactical. I get it. Y'all want to be tactical. I get it. That's a big thing right now. Maybe switch it up, though, and get you some leather, right? Get you some leather with a Cobra belt. And this is, what do they call those? The step-down ones that you can actually thread through your your actual belt loops, but you can't really with the other Cobra buckles. And of course, these are all customized and made by Vetter Holsters, hand sewn right here in the US of A. Visit vetterholsters.com/Dana and get 10% off site wide with code Dana. VEDDER holsters.com. You can only get them there. Vetterholsters.com/Dana. Use my name Dana to get 10% off site wide. Vetter Holsters, proud to be American made. Super Beats by Human wants to get your cardiovascular system back in rhythm. Did you know that the top health benefit that Americans want from their food or nutrients is cardiovascular health? But 38% feel confused about what to eat to achieve goals. Super Beats is a highly concentrated, scientifically formulated solution that supports healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. According to a recent announcement by the American Heart Association, 48% of Americans have some form of serious cardiovascular health issue, and 39% have unhealthy blood pressure. Superbeats helps boost your nitric oxide level, which is critical to healthy blood pressure levels and cardiovascular health. Try Superbeats risk-free for 90 days. Visit danasbeats.com to get this special offer. You'll even get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats with your first order at danasbeats.com and free nitric oxide indicator strips to test your nitric oxide levels. Visit danasbeats.com or call 800-664-5617 now and get your heart moving to Superbeats.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
We are like the biggest dorks ever. We both go, Scritti Politti! That's who it is. You all know some Scritti Politti. Get you started on your Tuesday. We're almost halfway through the week, y'all. So I guess we need to get you set up with some headlines since we're halfway through the week, huh? Let's kick it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Rod Rosenstein ripped into Jim Comey in a speech, and it's too glorious to not let him tell you in his own words. Audio soundbite 4.
So I do not blame the former director for being angry. I would be too if I were in his shoes. But now the former director seems to be acting as a partisan pundit, selling books and earning speaking fees while speculating about the strength of my character and the fate of my immortal soul. I kid you not. That is disappointing. Speculating about souls is not a job for police and prosecutors.
Ooh, that's going to burn. That's going to leave a mark. You may want some ice for it. So now apparently cheese is going to be politicized because everything sucks. According to New Scientist, here's this headline. The truth about cheese, the terrible cost of our favorite food. It might be hard to swallow, but if you think cheese is better than meat for both animal welfare and the environment, you need to think again. I don't care. I didn't ask you guys. I don't go to your work and knock the cheese out of your mouth. Y'all don't be coming up on my dinner plate and knocking the cheese off my fork. You understand me? Get away. You'll pull back a stump. You'll pull back a stump. That's what's going to happen. Stop it. Nobody wants that. Moving on down the line. D.C. residents could soon turn into giant douchebags. Actually, D.C. residents, here's the appropriate headline, WTOP, they could soon issue parking tickets. It's a new pilot program where it's called the Citizen Safety Enforcement Pilot Program, which is sort of like if someone watched South Park and saw PC Principal and decided to make it a real thing. That's what these guys are. They're glorified, you know, hall monitors. Anyway, they're doing it where they're going to start taking pictures of infractions on their phones, something bike blocking a bike lane, etc. Basically narking on everyone and telling the cops what everybody's doing wrong so they can actually issue tickets through these people. So you're basically doing the job for the city and you ain't getting paid. You're not getting paid. Do you? And people are like, I see people online going, this is so great. We're totally being screwed over. Where the hell do our tax dollars go? I don't even know. I love being able to do this. What? Then why are you paying so much in taxes if you're doing this job? We got more to get into. Scritti Politti will take you out, and then we'll be back in just a few.
This portion of the Dana Show podcast is proudly brought to you by Liberal Tears Coffee and Liberal Tears Bacon Scented Gun Oil. Go to liberaltears.net/Dana. A percentage of every dollar you spend on Liberal Tears goes to fight unconstitutional gun laws. Which gun laws? All of them.
Broadcasting from the Lone Star State to your town.
The Dana Show.
You know, so for folks that don't know, I mean, my grandmother, my living grandmother, my mom's mom, lives in the West Bank in the occupied territories of Palestine. And what's incredibly, you know, the tragedy of the Holocaust, I mean, the reason why Israel was created is create a safe haven for Jews around the world. And there is something, like, in many ways beautiful about that. My ancestors, many had died or had to give up their livelihood, their human dignity, to provide a safe haven for Jews in our world. And that is something that I wanted to recognize and kind of honor in some sort of way. But I also think it's important because I want Palestinian people also to find some sort of, you know, light in this kind of what's happening, but also, you know, in the end, I said, I want all of us to feel safe. All of us deserve human dignity, no matter our backgrounds, no matter our ethnicity, no matter even our political opinions. We all need deserve that kind of equality and justice. And, you know, for me, I wanted to uplift that and bring that to light. And it was unfortunate. You know, I got a text message from a friend who's like, hey, next time, you know, really clarify, maybe talk like a fourth grader, because maybe the racist idiots would understand you better.
Yeah, see, you're a racist idiot if you didn't like, or if you in any way questioned her revision of the history of Arab leaders during World War II, because they actually were allied with the Nazis and they even met with Hitler. But hey, she wants to be able to make whatever the hell up she wants to be able to make up and just constantly move those goalposts. Just let's just, you know, shift and make things up as it suits us. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is absolute gaslighting. This woman's a joke. She's an absolute joke. I mean, if you're not woman enough to be able to bear the full brunt of consequence for your ridiculous remarks, then, you know, that's unfortunate. But don't sit here and act like it's everyone else who's racist and stupid. You literally went out there, your own words, with your mouth, and you lied and made up history. Well, it was the Palestinians that provided a safe haven for Jews while they were allied with Nazis? I mean, every scholar in the world disagrees with you. Every single scholar in the world. Is this like some kind of like Avengers Endgame thing where you like went down the little psychedelic tunnel and you are in an alternate reality? Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, how does that happen? I mean, people are scratching their heads over why the hell she felt the need to make all of this up. I honestly think that people like her believe that no one's going to say anything to them. They are beyond reproach. You can't criticize them. And I hate this spin where, and I tweeted about this yesterday. It has like 5,000-6,000 some odd tweets. Rashida Tlaib tweeted, policing my words, twisting and turning them to ignite vile attacks on me will not work. All of you who are trying to silence me will fail miserably. I will never allow you to take my words out of context to push your racist and hateful agenda. The truth will always win. And I retweeted, and it has over 6,000 retweets at this point. I said, no one twisted your words. You are receiving legitimate criticism for your remarks. Stop trying to silence people with this spin simply because you dislike their reaction. And that's exactly what this is. She's trying to say that criticism of her is an attempt to silence her. And by the way, there was Palestinian Arab opposition to Jews entering British Palestine. I mean, there's a whole reason why they had to have certain restrictions, etc. And you had the guy who was the head of all the Palestinian Arabs who literally sat down, and he is pictured sitting down with Hitler. There are legit pictures of him sitting with Hitler, shaking hands with Hitler, talking, chilling with Hitler. And they're and do you know what they discussed? Do you want to know what all of the media reported at the time that they discussed and were quoting them directly as discussing? Do you guys want to know? Do you want to know? The head of the Palestinian Arabs was talking to Hitler about a final solution for Jews. So yeah, she's a racist bigot and an anti-Semite. And she literally said, let me get, you know, because we had the video. She literally said that it was her ancestors that made a safe haven. That they were the ones that were.
She said in that audio,
right, too. Yeah. I mean, all of these people who were saying, well, I mean, you guys are just taking what she said out of context. The only way that what she said could be taken out of context is if at the end of her remark, she said, ha ha, not. That's the only way that it could be taken out of context. Literally the only way. She said, here's the transcript. There's always a kind of calming feeling when I think of the tragedy of the Holocaust, that it was my ancestors, Palestinians, who lost their land, and some lost their lives and their livelihood, their human dignity, their existence in many ways has been wiped out in the name of trying to create a safe haven for Jews post-Holocaust, post-tragedy, and the horrific persecution of Jews across the world at that time. And I love the fact that it was my ancestors that provided in that in many ways, but they did it in a way that took their human dignity and it was forced on them. So I think about one state. I think, why can't we do it in a better way? So she rewrote history. Some people were saying, calming feeling about any in Holocaust, you don't need that in a sentence. She was talking about how, and I'll give her that credit, because her rewriting history and trying to justify her anti-Semitism by pretending that Palestinians were literally not aligned with Hitler and like allied with Hitler, and they didn't sit down and meet with Hitler, and they weren't photographed sitting down and meeting with Hitler, and they weren't photographed sitting down meeting and shaking hands with Hitler, and they weren't photographed sitting down meeting and shaking hands with Hitler, and also cited by the media of talking about the quote one solution for the Jews in Europe end quote. Her rewriting that out of history and ignoring that and trying to rehabilitate the image of what Palestinian Arab leaders did is BS. So no, pray tell, Kane, how can you provide a safe place for a people when you're also allied with the guy who killed a third of them?
Yeah, also, how in such a short amount of time did it evolve into Israel needing the Iron Dome? If they were the ones providing all this safe haven for Jews, how did that evolve into now them lobbing rockets by the hundreds over to Israel unprovoked? I just don't get it. I don't see how it switched so quickly then. If what she's saying is true, things changed really dang quick.
Yeah. And this idea that, well, you know, they were trying to, that is such crap. First off, Israel disengaged from Gaza. Israel left Gaza. They left Gaza and they gave it to, they did this to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. 9,000 Israelis left Gaza voluntarily and gave it to the Palestinians. Who's talking about creating places for who? They left to do it. They left behind greenhouses, all kinds of stuff. They did it.
And from a strategic military standpoint, Israel shouldn't have given it up.
No.
Because actually it makes them more vulnerable to have the occupation there in Gaza. But they still did it anyway in order to create a peaceful solution, mm-hmm. which, by the way, Palestine has never, ever honored.
No, if you want peace over there, you just tell Palestinian leaders to stop.
Oh.
Stop throwing rockets and stuff. So. Now, there are absolutely Arabs in Gaza that hate Hamas. Now, their media won't tell you that. Palestinian media, Arab media won't tell you that. Muslim media will not tell you that. There was a mother who was going through the streets screaming about Hamas and the Palestinian leaders. They drive around in nice cars and the other families barely have anything to eat. They use our schools to launch rockets. She was going on and on. Nobody wanted to step up to her because she'd have beat you and it would have been deserved. No, they won't talk about that. Their people live in fear. And then you actually have people that have the audacity to defend these terrorists. Hamas is a terrorist group. Palestinian leaders that use Hamas and they reward people who go and blow up and try to kill other innocent people. They reward them. You're terrorists. And it's just insane. So this idea, like we have Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi saying Trump must apologize to Rashida Tlaib. Apologize for what? I think she needs to apologize to everyone. Audio Sun by 21. Isn't this her full comment? I read you the transcript. Yeah. You listen to her talk about this. You listen to this one time. You listen to her.
Brought back a tweet that you had posted in September 2017. And you got some criticism for this because the article that you linked to said America's Jews are driving America's wars. And I know that you later backtracked saying that you messed up. But how much of a campaign issue do you think this is going to potentially be for you? And is there anything you'd like to say to correct the record now?
I would, Casey. I did way more than backtrack.
Well, is this Valerie Plame? Yeah, no. This isn't that. Yeah, I thought, no. No, Tlaib, she, I mean, we had her comment. No, that's not 21.
Are you talking about the Yahoo News one?
Yeah, but we're gonna get going, though. But yeah, Pelosi and Hoyer saying that Trump must apologize. For what? Rashida Tlaib needs to apologize for everyone who correctly called her out about her revisionist history, for calling those people racist idiots and four-year-olds. So John King, I guess, at CNN is a racist idiot and a four-year-old? Really? I mean, this is how these people do. They don't like being challenged. It's why Elizabeth Warren's not having a Fox town hall. She says, Fox News invited me to do a town hall, but I'm turning them out. Here's why. She's afraid to be challenged, and so she's trying to white knight it. Yeah. We'll get into we got a lot more coming up. And then Senator Hawley joins us later on in our program. There's a lot to discuss there as well. In the meantime, if you want to improve your heart health and get a little energy boost and focus boost throughout the day, you should try Super Beats. It's a highly concentrated, scientifically formulated solution that supports healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. It contains the dietary nitrates equivalent of 3 beets. Clinically researched, helps your body produce more nitric oxide, which makes your arteries wide and flexible so oxygen and nutrients can flow through, leaving you with more natural energy. And it's one of the richest dietary sources, beets are, of antioxidants and naturally occurring nitrates. And so they dry it out using a cold process, turning it into a powder. 1 teaspoon and 4 ounces of water is all it takes. You can try Super Beets risk-free for 90 days. Visit danasbeets.com and you'll get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets with your first order and free nitric oxide indicator strips to test your nitric oxide levels. Visit danasbeets.com or call 800-664-5617.
Listen live around the world
at danaradio.com.
Oh, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. Coming up, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says of America's gun laws, I do not understand the United States. Well, that's okay. We didn't ask. Yeah, there you go. And also, Elizabeth Warren tweets. She went on this Twitter rampage. She says, I love town halls. I've done more than 70 since January, and I'm glad to have a television audience be part of them. Fox News has invited me to do a town hall, but I'm turning them down. Here's why. Fox News is a hate-for-profit racket that gives a megaphone to racists and conspiracists. It's designed to turn us against each other, risking life and death consequences, and then blah, 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 blah. So I just simply retweeted it and said, you appropriated an entire ethnic identity for profit. You can do better than classifying all ideas with which you disagree as hate. It's okay to acknowledge that you declined this town hall because you didn't want to be challenged. It's all right. So I'm just like waiting to see. Somebody, Max on Twitter says, yeah, AKA running scared to be our new. Oh, that may be better than Pocahontas or what was the other one? What was the other one I came up with? No, it was,
Oh, yeah. What was it?
I can't even remember it anymore.
Okay, Pocahontas, right?
Yeah, Hiawatha. Oh. I had that one. Oh, we're going to think about this the entire break. Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, Running Scared actually should be. That'd be pretty good. Also in New Hampshire, voters called on Trump. They called Trump an illegitimate president. And say that he won only because of help from Russia. Joe Biden apparently tells the guy, would you be my vice president? You're absolutely right. This kind of stuff, pushing this stupid debunked narrative, does so much more to undermine voter faith in our system than anything else. So they're completely helping entirely Russia by doing that. If you think that that's Russia wants to undermine the whole system, well, then there you go. I mean, there it is. So I'm distracted because I found my link of Halle Berry training doing three gun because she's in the new John Wick movie. And at first I was like, please don't let her have a bunch of screen time. But she did pretty good on the range. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I want her to have more screen time now. That was good. I love it how they are so, I mean, they're some of the most realistic gun battle scenes and the way that they handle everything. I mean, it's just, it's awesome. So it's John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum. It opens this Friday. It opens on Friday. And of course, it's the day that my son is graduating, but that's okay. That's okay because I'm still going to be seeing it. I'm still going to be seeing me some John Wick. That is all right. It's a big, you know, you got the Game of Thrones finale this weekend. You got John Wick opening. So I am super stoked about it, though, because she did really well. And I'm like, So I'm excited for it. You going to go see John Wick?
Of course.
Steve, you going to go see John Wick? What?
I didn't see one or two.
What?
We've discussed this.
No, we have not.
I pay for like one movie a year, and it's always something stupid.
You need to pay
like
for
I'm going to see Detective Pikachu because it looks really good. Like, seriously.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to stop everything right now. I feel like, Kane, I feel instead like Steve just told us that he sells meth and we have to have an intervention.
I'm with you.
He's going to go pay this to see Detective Pikachu, but John Wick is out, coming out Friday, and he's like, no, I'm not going
to
go see it.
But Charizard is still out on the streets. We have to find Charizard. I mean, come on.
Oh, my
priorities
gosh.
First.
I don't even know how to deal with this right now. Oh, my gosh. Twitter, y'all can let him know how to feel. I'm going to put him up there on Twitter, and y'all can... Y'all can try to.
But I will
him.
Say, if Ryan Reynolds mm-hmm. is playing Pikachu, is going to flash me back to Deadpool every time. So
I was going to say it's just Deadpool as Pikachu,
and I love it. I like both Deadpools too. So
I mean, I like Deadpool, but this is John Wick, yo. It's John Wick 3. John Wick, and then you got a kick-ass woman who's going to be with. Did you see her training?
Yeah.
That was good. She did them. She did some nice reloads. They were good. So I'm stoked. But I just can't. I feel like you just told me that you're.
All you have to do is a couple more
math.
People delivery jobs, and then you're done, right? That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Earn the money for another movie.
Yeah. I'm.
Oh, I have money. I just rather see Detective Pikachu.
Oh my gosh, I can't even believe that. All right. So coming up, the Navy is investigating. I got to say it because it's a headline, Kane. It's literally a headline. Navy investigation reveals conversation with pilot who drew penis in the sky. Apparently a Navy pilot did that, and it's pretty funny, but they're investigating because it's a big no-no in the Navy. Stay with us. Second hour next. Socialist desperation is creating chaos that we will not be able to reverse if we don't stop it now. Extreme far-left politicians have become absolutely unhinged. Media bias is at an all-time high, and anti-Semitism is growing. You don't have to shop at progressive cell phone companies that fund progressive and socialist agendas to take away your freedom. You can support your values with veteran-led Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative cell phone company providing reliable nationwide coverage. It's easy to switch. Keep your same phone number, bring your own device, or buy a new one. Enjoy no hidden fees, no roaming fees, and no progressive agenda. At Patriot Mobile, more than $2 million have been used to support your constitutional rights. Imagine what we could do with you on our side when you switch to Patriot Mobile. With unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $25 a month, don't wait. Switching is simple and hassle-free. All phone support is U.S.-based. Visit PatriotMobile.com. Join me to stop the left and switch to Patriot Mobile today. We need you now more than ever. Visit PatriotMobile.com.
You know, when we talk about the path forward, I wish that as a leader, I could give you comfort about our future. I wish that as a public servant, I can come here and tell you that everything's going to be all right. But I can't tell you that today because I'm not interested in lying to you. But frankly, there is no reason for us to be comfortable right now. We are at 4:15. 4:15. There is no reason for us to be comfortable.
What?
And I'm not here to guarantee to you that everything will be okay. But what I am here to say is that we must try.
Fear mongering. It's so fun. Man, that is, guess who that is? That's your favorite. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, goodness. Where to start? Welcome back to the second hour of the program at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on the Facebook. That's part of that socialist wave, y'all. Woo-woo. There it is. That socialist wave. It's what, I mean, really, kind of, you know, everyone was, ooh, what was the thing you were telling me about? I wanted to, and that's why I played all of this, because it is going into 2020, because the Beto guy is having, Beto, Robert O'Rourke, he's having a really hard time and it getting any kind of media attention now. And remember how he was on Vanity Fair, he was on all kinds of stuff. Now no one gives a crap about him anymore, so he's really getting desperate. I got it here. He's getting super desperate. So just in the past, like, past week or so, he plans to reintroduce himself to the public. I think we already did that, and we all said, no, thanks. Pretty sure that you already did that.
Yeah, we have a first impression already.
Yeah, we already know who you are. So he's going to reintroduce himself. When you have to reintroduce yourself already this early in the campaign, it might not be going so well for you, bro. It might not be going so great. It really is adorable. So he's planning somehow, as the Democrat field got bigger, apparently nobody cared about this dude anymore. And a lot of snarky pieces started being written about him, which is hysterical. And then now the last picture that I saw of him, where was he at? He was in a forest somewhere. Talking in a forest? I don't know. So he's going to reintroduce himself. Also, he decided, maybe, you know, I'll float Stacey Abrams as a running mate. Well, he's with his struggle to stay relevant, it's just not helping. He tried to do that. He said he was going to float Stacey Abrams as a running mate. Meanwhile, the Politico ran a story called Beto's Long History of Falling Upward. It's bad.
We have audio of him talking about his regretful white privilege.
Oh, I'm getting to that. Hold up, but I'm not there yet. It's up.
Sorry.
And so he's floating Stacey Abrams, and then now he says, well, I, you know, this didn't really work so well. I got to try something else. Maybe I'll slam that Vanity Fair cover that gave me so much attention in the first place. Remember when he was on the cover of Vanity Fair? He certainly liked it. That was when, that's the photo where his dog was all awkward?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now he says it was white privilege and that reinforced the, quote, perception of privilege. So he's flailing right now, desperate to remain relevant. And so he's pushed to the point of saying stupid stuff like this. Listen.
Would you say those are mistakes, being on the cover of Vanity Fair?
Yeah, so Megan,
it looks elitist. What?
Yeah. I think it reinforces that perception of privilege. And that headline that said I was born to be in this, in the article was attempting to say that I felt that my calling was in public service. No one is born to be president of the United States of America, least of all me.
What about the part-time dad thing?
Yeah, so
you
listen.
Got some flack for that one.
Absolutely, and I deserved it.
Absolutely. I'm sure your wife wasn't thrilled.
So listen, in a real ham-handed way, I was trying to acknowledge that she has a lion's share of the responsibility during this campaign.
As most women do.
That's right.
Okay, well. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love it. Oh, man. He's trying so hard. So now, can I share with you this tweet from Cory Booker?
Of course.
Why should toy guns be subject to more federal regulation than real ones?
What?
It's time to change that. Yeah. He actually tweeted that. They're not. dude. Are you? Oh man. This is your 2020 slate, Democrats. I need a moment. I need a moment. Oh, I need one. I'm sorry. I got to step away from the mic because it's so stupid. I'm going to like blow up on the microphone. Who does this? Who says these things?
Democrats. And they do it like regularly on media. And the media never pushes back on the actual truth about this stuff because they have, you know, clicks to get, papers to sell, ads to add revenue to generate. I mean, this is why they do it. They don't care about the truth. They only care about the division.
Yeah. I mean, you know that you can actually buy Nerf guns in one state and then take them to another state. Oh my gosh, what?
I've done it.
Yeah, so that's, they're totally not. Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say to that one. That one's a special level of stupid. This is the 2020 slate. I am just, oh, and then now, wait, there's more. Gillibrand, she's below 1% in polling. Nobody thinks that she's genuine, and that's the big thing with it. So now there's a new morning consult poll. She's barely 1%. And she said that she's been underestimated and that it's gender bias. It's bias against women. That's why she's not polling anymore. She's the best candidate, but it's just because she has a vagina. And that's why she's not. If you took that away and she was just like a man, she'd probably be leading the pack. Oh my gosh, no. No one cares. In fact, the fact that she just said, well, it's because that makes me like her less. When you have to present your sex as a negative, you're not an empowered woman. You are not presenting women in a powerful or positive way. When you blame your failings as a candidate and really as a person and you try to scapegoat your sex, step off. Oh my gosh. Hillary Clinton, despite being a horrible candidate, was still able to run again because she was a woman. If she had been a man, there'd have been no way in hell. No way. I can't stand this stuff. I can't stand it when women go, well, it's because I'm a woman. No, it's not. Mm-mm. In fact, I think you get a bigger leg up now. This is just so ridiculous. I am. It is just wow. This is the slate for 2020 candidates. They really just I think that this is the slate that Democrats deserve. I'm almost speechless. All right, so the one good thing I will say, I'll say something nice about Joe Biden. This doesn't happen often, at least politically. So he was asked while he was out campaigning whether or not he would have a woman VP. And he answered, well, I wouldn't hesitate to pick a woman if that person is the most qualified person available. I would place no restriction were I the nominee on anyone I'd pick, assuming they had the same basic philosophic view of the world as I do. That's actually a good answer. Good answer. That's how it should be. It shouldn't be, oh, yes, I'm most definitely going to pick a lady. That's Cory Biden, Cory Booker, Cory Biden. It's Cory Booker's answer. Cory Booker's answer is, oh, yeah, I definitely would. And I think Beto's was the same thing. I don't know. He's still trying to get attention. So now he's attacking. The most positive thing about his campaign, which is that magazine cover. So I am just, wow. Wow. That's your 2020 slate. But that was a good answer. That was a good answer from Joe Biden. I can't say anything bad. And that's how they all should. It shouldn't matter what it again, identity politics. It needs to stop. Okay, so coming up, Chips Ahoy. And then We have I wanted to touch on this. This guy is a 70-year-old dude. He could lose his home, and he was fined $30,000 because his lawn grew too long while he was away for 2 months tending to his deceased mother's estate. No one had the bright idea to actually help him out and just mow the damn grass. They had to go tell the government.
I heard that he did have somebody to cut the grass, but that person suffered a heart attack and was not able to complete the job that he was responsible for doing.
So no one could help the guy out?
Right.
I mean, clearly he had his hands full. They had to go tell the government. We got to go tell the government. Oh, my goodness. Let's go do it. So we have that. Also, can we stop this crap with kids? I didn't like the fact that BuzzFeed put this 14-year-old on blast. And that's believe me, this was not meant to be a positive article from BuzzFeed. The headline is YouTube's newest far-right, foul-mouthed, red-pilling star is a 14-year-old girl. So two things. Parents, quit sticking your damn kids out there that young. I say this as somebody who could easily stick my kids out there and they would smoke all the adults. I could easily do this. Stop doing this to kids, parents, right and left. Knock it the hell off. I cannot stand this, and I don't excuse it just because it's somebody on the right. I can't stand it when adults forget their responsibilities as adults, and because they can't make a good enough case in terms of their political beliefs or what they support for policy, they have to make up their own shortcomings by using kids. I can't stand that. Stop it. We're going to talk about that. And we got Florida Man, all kinds of good stuff, so you don't want to miss it. Car Shield is a program you need to get because it is extended vehicle protection for your car. And you don't want to be surprised with a costly repair. You just don't. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super easy. Take it to your favorite mechanic or the dealership to do the job. They give you 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, you don't have to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs and get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection. Call their new toll-free number, 800-CAR-6000, or mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. 800-CAR-6000. Mention code Dana. CarShield.com. Code Dana. A deductible may apply.
It's the Dana Show.
Question for you. I was putting together my kid's bumper, or his bumper list. Everything is bumper. Putting together his graduation party playlist. I had the kids submit, him and his two best friends who were having it, I had them submit songs to me, and then I peppered some stuff that we like also so that we're not just subjected to. Which they all have really good taste because they were raised well by competent intellectual parents who have a good musical, refined musical appreciation. So there wasn't anything objectionable. But I had this song and I had Kenny Loggins, I'm All Right. You know, you might know it as the theme from Caddyshack, right? Because I thought, golly, this is totally just, this typifies end of the year feels, right? And my husband's looking at it and he goes, yeah, I think two Kenny Loggins songs is enough. Like, wait, hold up. What? How are you going to be sitting here? I'm not saying I'm going to add all of them. I wasn't going to add it really any more than that. But he immediately was passing judgment. You don't think those are, I mean, come on. Yeah. Those are classics.
No, I totally agree. And two is totally enough.
It's not like I had them side by side by side. Come on. Good grief, people. Who do you think I am? My heavens. All right, let's go ahead and kick it into Song Queer Five.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, look at this. The Florida Sun Sentinel says former Sheriff Scott Israel has questions for the governor who suspended him, but he won't get to ask him. Yeah, well, you know what is amazing? We all have questions, too. I mean, we all want to know why you lied, Scott Israel, about knowing the history of the murderer on stage at the town hall, or why you were paying off leaders in your community, why you didn't keep your officers up to date with the latest training and active shooter drills. I mean, there's a lot of questions that we have for you. I don't really feel like being nice on that. That guy's ridiculous. Moving on down the line. I think I had this one the other day, the champion power, the power lifter ones. But there was a drone attack on oil pipelines in Saudi Arabia and what is described as an act of terrorism. Iranian-backed Yemen rebels targeted, which is probably the Houthis, global oil supply 2 days after tankers were sabotaged off the UAE coast. This conflict is just keeps ratcheting up little by little. They said two pumping stations on a major Saudi pipeline today were attacked by explosive-laden drones. The Houthis earlier said that they targeted several vital Saudi targets with drones. This was after four ships, two of which were Saudi tankers, were damaged in those sabotage attacks. One of those commercial ships was en route to pick up Saudi oil and transport it to America. Now, the American military's initial assessment is that Iran or Iran-backed proxies, the Houthis, are responsible for the attacks. And the White House is, there's discussion as to whether or not they're going to deploy 120,000 troops to the Middle East if Iran attacks American forces. That's also kind of a quasi-proxy, too, because, you know, Iran is Russian-backed. So, yeah, very interesting stuff. Earlier, as I said, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said on U.S. gun laws, "I do not understand the United States." She said Australia experienced a massacre and changed their laws, and New Zealand had to experience and changed its laws, she said, referencing the 1996 Port Arthur massacre. She goes, "To be honest with you, I do not understand the United States. I can't fathom how weapons that could cause such destruction could be obtained legally." Well, no one asked you. And they're used more often in defensive gun usage than criminally. So that needs to be taken into consideration if you're going to be honest. Stay with us.
Stream the podcasts. Tell your Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
And I tell her to check, the statement that I made and look at my record. She'll find that nobody has been more consistent about taking on the environment and a green revolution than I have. And so, look, anyway, but I don't think she's talking about that.
This idea that I haven't done anything, take a look at the record. That's what I'd say. I'm sure she will get time to look at it.
Yeah, well, he's trying not to take the bait into it being a dude versus chicks fight. Because that's how it'll be spun. Joe Biden talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Didn't he kind of suck on the environment, though?
Pretty much.
I mean, according to them. He wants to actually maintain some kind of... I mean, he's still pretty left. Let's not forget this. I mean, you know. He's still... But he also believes that there's a place for fossil fuels. But, I don't know. We'll see on that. But I mean, I can go back to his votes for March of 2005 on whether it is oil and gas or things of that nature. But this is interesting. I want to see those two get into a fight more. I really do. Fight, fight, fight. Because it's very, she needs to, and I'm interested to see if she responds to that. You know, she will. She can't resist. For someone who always wants to know why everyone's so obsessed with her, she is obsessed with talking back to everybody. She is obsessed with proving herself and getting accolades and receiving some sort of feedback, receiving, you know, all of this stuff. All kinds of good things. So let's see here. I wanted to. Oh, okay. First up, social justice warriorism. The Alyssa Milano. I didn't have time to get to this yesterday, and I thought maybe it'll blow over. It's so stupid, but it didn't. You remember that Congresswoman? What's her name? Rosa DeLauro.
Oh yeah.
Mhm. I think of Jane's Addiction whenever I see her. Anyway, she completely backed it. So this is what's her face, the chick from Who's the Boss. So she's out there now. And she actually wrote an op-ed on it. She says, calling for a sex strike as a way to protest restrictions on abortion. It's got a powerful response. No, I mean, it's people have been making fun of it. Okay. She says, our reproductive rights are blatantly and systematically being stripped away before our eyes. Wait a minute, are you being forced to procreate?
I didn't know
That's the only way that makes sense. Are you being forced to procreate? Because if someone's forcing, that's news. That's huge news. Where's that headline at? She called abortion care as a normal and necessary medical procedure, but it's not, though. It's not a medical procedure. What is it eliminating? What health situation is it treating? An abortion. I know. Sore throat? I don't know. No. So she says that anyone, she's talking about the Alabama law to treat women as second class citizens, or no, sorry, Georgia. That's the fourth state that's done it. That Brian Kemp is treating women as second class citizens. 6 weeks, come on, people. Women are not second class citizens. In fact, women get more consideration than men in the United States of America. And if you lie about it, well, you're lying about it. I mean, that's it. The way that this is presented, well, it's an attack on women. No, it's an attack on babies who probably don't want to be murdered. It's not the only person doing the attacking are the women attacking the babies. And it's done 99.9% of the time as a form of birth control. And the 6 week ban that completely excluded instances of rape or incest, which amount to, according to Planned Parenthood's own statistics, less than 0.1% of those who came in seeking an abortion. And it also completely excludes if it is needed to save the life of the mother, which is very incredibly rare. No, they want it as a form of birth control. They just know that they can't say it like that. And so she's been just going on saying that it's an attack on women. This piece is so stupidly long. She says, a sex strike is a way to target straight cisgender men so that they feel the physical consequences of our reproductive rights. They act like they don't have PS4s out there. You know, like they're going to go play some Xbox. You ain't hurting nobody. It has the potential to raise the issue far beyond the usual groups engaged. Yeah, there's nobody. The only people who are going to be dealing with that are progressive men. The only people who are going to listen to her are progressive women. And so the progressive men are the only ones, and they already agree with you. They don't want to take responsibility for any life they create. You're letting them off the hook. I mean, you're doing the patriarchy's bidding right there. So they're totally fine. They're just not going to get laid, basically. That's it. So you're only hurting your side. I'm actually okay with that. I mean, abstinence? Wow. Go ahead. Next, is she going to talk about purity rings? I mean, what's next? Alyssa Milano promotes abstinence. There you go. Right there. I think that's a Babylon Bee that she promotes purity rings. Right. Babylon Bee has to have that already. She says, our vision is a world where we can thrive. We want everyone to live healthy lives and have control over their sexual and reproductive choices. That's a straw man argument. You do have that. What you're wanting is to, as a form of birth control. And then you don't have autonomy over the life that, with a separate DNA, everything else, the heartbeat that's, you know, in utero. She says, join us by not having sex until we achieve full bodily autonomy for all. This is just so, it's just lame. It's just so lame. It's so cringy. Oh, girl, stop. I'm cringing for you.
So wait, in order to not get pregnant, you must remain abstinent?
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder who's been saying
She's
that
She's promoting
forever.
Abstinence.
Who's been saying that forever?
Look at that. Pretty amazing. Wow. So I'm just watching that one. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought it? All right. So Save Chick-fil-A bill survives in the Texas State Senate. I can't believe we have to have this kind of stuff. The Texas State Senate, they passed a bill out of the Senate Affairs Committee yesterday. And there was a companion bill that didn't make it out of the House last week. But that was introduced in advance of the full Senate. So it was the one in the House last week. So it's Senate Bill 1978. It's on the Senate's intent calendar for today, and they basically are just like, stop persecuting people of faith and banning everything under the sun just because you don't agree with privately what the owner thinks. And Matt Krause in Texas introduced House Bill 3172, which gay rights groups have been blasting. That is, they don't like it. It's the Chick-fil-A thing. This is so ridiculous that people are freaking out this damn much still over sandwiches. And the Senate, the Texas House had originally killed the Chick-fil-A bill, but the House or the Senate actually saved it. And so everyone's mad over at this dude. They're mad at this guy because it was his bill, Brian Hughes. His bill, Senate 1978, that was the companion bill to Krause's House bill. And everyone says it's the most extreme anti-gay bill. I'm like, how is this? How? How? Just stop. Stop. They want to, basically what they're trying to do is stop people, just make it to where you're not discriminating against someone for their religious beliefs. That's it. Because all these people who are refusing, like, for instance, to allow this business in San Antonio, they're literally saying it's because of your faith. Okay, well, that's not constitutional. Hello? It doesn't. So that's what they're trying to prevent. That's not anti-anything. People are just, it's a chicken sandwich. It is a chicken sandwich. All of this came because people decided to shut out. You just don't have to go there and eat it. It's your choice, right? It's like with Chips Ahoy. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I think Chips Ahoy should be shut down and not sold anywhere. I think they're stupid. They've been, by the way, Chips Ahoy decided to make fun of people who were criticizing them over everything, because Chips Ahoy decided to be real woke, and they, on Mother's Day, they used a drag queen to promote cookies. And everyone, like me, was like, why didn't you just actually use a real mom for Mother's Day? You used a man on Mother's Day. There goes the patriarchy. And so Chips Ahoy is been making fun of people over it. That's marketing now in 2019. Yeah, that's the marketing now in 2019. There you go. I like Keebler better anyway. All right, so we got to get moving. We got Florida Man on the way. ZipRecruiter is what you need if you're looking to hire someone and you don't want to basically stop doing your job because you're looking to fill another job that you need to do, right? Hiring, it's not as hard as it used to be anymore. You don't have to deal with multiple job sites and stacks of resumes and this ridiculous review process. It can be easy if you use ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. They have powerful matching technology, and they scan thousands of resumes to find the people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. And then ZipRecruiter analyzes each application as it comes in and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And now you all can try ZipRecruiter for free by visiting ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Spanning coast to coast and all over Flyover Nation.
The Dana Show.
It was funny because I had to stop listening to Steve talk because he was trying to talk to me about musicals, which I just don't do. I mean, I just, you know, never. I can't. My mom used to drag me to all different kinds of musicals. She took me to Cats, which I still don't know what the hell that's about. She made me go see it 2 times. All I know, it's like basically furries.
It's not about cats, though?
I don't know. They all had weird names. Rent is about jazz hands and AIDS.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I've said that years ago. And...
yeah, I haven't seen any of those.
She made me go see Wicked, which... I don't know. Like, I appreciate people that have great voices and stuff.
Don't hate on Wicked, please. Don't hate on Wicked.
Oh my gosh, you're seriously not defending this. Oh, I can't even handle you right now.
It's one of the best.
Between wanting to see Pikachu, Pikachu over John Wick. And
Wicked
that
is one of the best prequels ever written, and I don't want to argue about it. Sorry.
I may or may not have fallen asleep through it.
Okay. Sounds like he's revisionist history.
The one chick, though, who was the witch was real good. She had a good voice. I liked it when she sang.
Idina Menzel.
But that was about it. I'm just like, why can't we just talk? See, I will say there's one musical that I like. I probably wouldn't like it if I saw it in theater. besides Rodgers and Hammerstein, with that, that goes without saying.
Okay.
West Side Story.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. But I like the original movie version of it, and I can't go, I will not go
the
see
movie
it.
Is really
I think
good.
My favorite musicals come from South Park.
Those are all good, too.
Also, Book of Mormon, same writers. Very good.
There it is, see? So for me, that's where musicals
My problem
are.
Is I can't, and this is, and I still have this problem even with West Side Story. It's just not real to me. No one sits here and starts dancing and they all know the moves like that. You know, they don't even try to make it somewhat realistic. Like, at least make some of the couple of the people watch the first person and have them repeat the moves and then they all join in. You know
you
what I mean?
Say that about the Thriller.
It just bothers, but they're zombies. I mean, if you're going to expand your suspension of disbelief to go ahead and accept the fact that zombies are standing up and people are punching out of graves,
and then
I can take it a step further and think that they can dance in unison.
Okay, so that's okay to believe.
Because it's zombies.
Okay, all right. Just check.
So different. Gosh, it's not hard to understand, Kane.
I'm just trying to get a clear picture. That's all.
You're already believing that a zombie is standing there. And so if you can believe that, you can take it one step further and think that maybe while they were all in their graves, they were whispering choreography to each other. I don't know.
Makes sense.
It makes total sense.
I didn't
sense.
See it like you did. I don't know.
See, because you just need me to explain it to you.
This conversation all began because you read a headline and it reminded me of Hair, the musical. So that's if you want to remind people of why we're talking.
Yes,
about.
That's why. That's what happened. Thank you, by the way, for doing that, because sometimes I feel like everybody lives in my head with me. Yeah, so, and I've never seen Hair, and I don't, did John Waters write that?
I'm not sure.
No.
It was also adapted into a movie. It's from the Age of Aquarius and all that stuff about Vietnam and hippie stuff.
Oh, I didn't see it then. I don't like that hippie music either. I'm basically Red Foreman with a vagina. That's it. I'm Red Foreman and Hair. I'm Red Foreman. I can't listen to that hippie stuff. I can't listen to that hippie stuff. All right, let's go ahead and see what all trouble Florida Man got into while we were all living our lives yesterday evening.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
You know, you've heard of, like, bring your daughter to work day, bring your son to work day, bring your kids to work day, right? So, like, what if you're a thief? Is that, apparently that still applies with this Florida man. He decided, well, it's bring your son to work day. So he brought his 11-year-old to work with him on Saturday afternoon. His job is that of a burglar. And he was burgling people in St. Petersburg, say investigators. Joseph McIntosh, 32, and a 23-year-old accomplice were caught Saturday afternoon on the front porch of a home that they had just burglarized. The 58-year-old property owner was not present at the time. McIntosh was accompanied by his 11-year-old son, who was forced to be there by his father, according to an arrest affidavit. So he had his hands full. He had stuff in the backpack that came from the residence. So he was charged with child abuse, also a felony. You'd probably be surprised to learn that he was also charged with methamphetamine possession. He's got a lot. He's got a long rap sheet. That poor kid. That poor kid does not have a chance unless that guy straightens up. Oh, my goodness. So, let's see. Florida man posing as an FBI agent dumps a live catfish on a family's driveway, because who doesn't, right? He drunkenly posed, and horribly so, as an FBI agent, accused a family of harboring illegal aliens, and then dumped live catfish on their driveway and ran away, according to local authorities. A 42-year-old homeless man in Naples, Florida, Christian Dudley, was arrested and faces charges of impersonating law enforcement, open container. He's being held on $5,000 bond. He's got to go he's going to court next month. They say he was heavily intoxicated. And when a deputy responded to a report that a man on a bike in Naples was claiming to be an FBI agent, just randomly looking for illegal aliens, people got nervous, and so they called, and the FBI showed up, and there you go. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. This comes from Local 10. A Florida man is charged for sitting in the middle of the road eating pancakes, because apparently there's no other place to go eat pancakes. I mean, he even brought himself a TV tray and a fold-out seat. Lakeland, Florida. He was disrupting the flow of traffic. I mean, he's literally in the middle of the highway. Like, he is in the middle of the intersection. They came, and 21-year-old Kieran Thomas, he admitted that he did it, but he did it as a prank, but he was still charged with obstruction. You got to be careful with those pranks, folks. Well, how was it a prank? You're the one who only got pranked. You do something to get yourself in trouble, and then you're like, I pranked you. No, but you're You got in trouble. How is that a prank on anybody but you? Oh, tomorrow we're going to talk about Florida man who played basketball naked. Stay with us.
It was reported today that this weekend, for the first time in human history, we have reached atmospheric levels of carbon at 415 parts per million. This has never been seen in recorded human history. In fact, meteorologist Eric Holthaus and journalists said simply about this measurement and development, we do not know a planet like this. The last time our planet hit 415 was in the Pliocene period. Oceans were 90 feet higher. Bacteria and diseases we have never seen before roamed the earth. Humans did not exist. We have never seen a planet like this.
Wow, she, but I thought it was just a joke. What? I thought it was a joke, right?
So is she the sea sponge? No, I'm confused.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true. Yeah, that's, look at that. I'm very fascinated. Welcome back to the show. At Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on the Facebooks as well. Let me hit this. Kevin Cork, who's at Fox, he's been reporting on how Democrats have been going after Bill Barr because he's investigating the Russia probe. And that's one of the things that was announced just actually was last night when that news came out, what he was doing, how he appointed a U.S. attorney to investigate spying on the Trump campaign because there was spying on the Trump campaign. They can say whatever they want to. Well, it was actually just secret surveillance. What? That's spying.
It's H2O, not water.
This is like a game for these people. Let's see all the ways I can say it is not that, but it is. Oh, man. So the attorney general, he's appointed a U.S. attorney to examine the origins of this investigation and determine if intelligence collection involving the campaign was, quote, lawful and appropriate. Ooh, I love how he is just pressing on that gas pedal, even after Democrats are going, wait, stop, impeach, because here's the narrative. Democrats are afraid of what William Barr is going to find, and so they're trying to get him impeached. They're trying to remove him from this investigation. Who does that sound like? They're trying to remove William Barr from this investigation because they don't want him to find out what went on. Sounds like we've heard that argument used before, except this time it's true. Now they want to hurry up and get William Barr impeached to get him out of there because, yeah, and don't forget we got the IG report. There's a lot, and I mean, it is, they're freaking out over it. They are absolutely, the left is freaking out. That's why they are having this fit. Now, Kevin Cork was discussing just yesterday how the new attorney general, William Barr, he's been working with CIA's Gina Haspel and DNI's Dan Coats looking into the origins of the investigation. Cork had also said that a source confirms that U.S. Attorney John Durham was asked weeks ago to, quote, review all intelligence collection activities, end quote, relating to the 2016 campaign. Weeks ago. And we just now found out about John Durham just, what, the other day? And then they, Cork said, Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz also has an open investigation into the circumstances surrounding securing of FISA warrants to surveil Trump associates like Carter Page. And Durham's review is much wider than just the FISA process, but Durham is also working directly with Horowitz on looking at the FISA process as well. Durham has led numerous public corruption probes, says Cork, including organized crime, government misconduct, and financial fraud. He's investigated law enforcement corruption and matters relating to the destruction of videotapes by the CIA and its treatment of detainees. And Democrats have praised him. So this is going to be fascinating to see. Absolutely fascinating to see. It just got really real
Part of this I see as how the Democrats treated Barr when he came in voluntarily to testify. You know, it's kind of like they made their own bed with this. They went so far with a false narrative. Barr has no other choice but to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there you go. I mean, it's like I said, it's getting really, really real there. And I'm very much, I can't wait to see some of what is discovered. I can't wait. Now, you all remember Representative Brian Sims. He's the creeper who was trying to dox these teenage girls outside. And he was a racist to them because he called them a bunch of white girls and one of them clearly was not white. And in fact, that's what she said. She goes, "I'm clearly not white." And this guy was harassing women outside and they were just standing there in silent prayer. It was outside a Planned Parenthood clinic. That same clinic, as it was reported later, had refused to report child abuse and all kinds of stuff, which is horrific. So his name is Joe Garrett. He's the father of the teen girls that Brian Sims bullied, and he wants Brian Sims to resign immediately. He says, quote, "The right course of action is for Representative Sims to resign. If he fails to resign, it's up to the Pennsylvania General Assembly to take action." He said that Sims should go. He was harassing, bullying, and doxing pro-life women and his own daughters. Joe Garrett's daughters. And so he wants that. He needs to go.
I have the audio of the time he actually, you know, approach these girls.
Yeah, listen to this. Just as a reminder, this is what Brian Sims did, by the way, since the dad's now calling him out. Listen.
I am outside the Planned Parenthood at Southeastern Pennsylvania. Oh, no, they're leaving now. What we've got here is a bunch of protesters, a bunch of pseudo-Christian protesters who've been out here shaming young girls for being here.
Hi.
And so here's the deal. I've got $100 to anybody who will identify any of these three.
So we're
going to donate to Planned Parenthood. I'm going to donate to Planned Parenthood. So look, a bunch of white people standing out in front of a Planned Parenthood shaming people.
Really,
there's nothing Christian about what you're doing. Nothing Christian at all about what you're doing. Nothing Christian or loving or godly about what you're doing. So I've got $100 to anybody who will identify. $100. See if you got some friends out here. $100. It'd be easier if you just give me your name and your address. Come on.
He's asking for these girls. He's propositioning these girls.
Rich, what makes you think that it's your job to tell women what's right for their bodies?
And what makes you think it's your job to tell women when they can or cannot express their First Amendment right of protest or speech?
Planned Parenthood out here faces attacks daily from people like this.
Women face attacks daily
from pseudo-Christians saying that they are
chauvinists like this guy.
Somehow protect their own version of Christianity. So do me a favor. If you've watched this, please consider giving $100 to Planned Parenthood. I'm going to do this.
This is horrible. And he didn't apologize. He basically apologized to Planned Parenthood. He didn't apologize to the girls that he harassed. Minor girls, by the way.
He's totally like off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody knows where this guy is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he should absolutely. I mean, he's locked down on Twitter. He's totally locked down on Twitter. And it is, I find it really fascinating that he was so big and tough. And now where is he at? You were so big and tough, Brian Sims. Where are you at, tough guy, that you could go and bully a bunch of teenage girls? Good heavens. We have a lot more to come on not just everything. I am excited for the Barr investigation now. I am because Trey Gowdy was talking about this last night, and Gowdy thinks that the bulk of the evidence, it wasn't just unverifiable, it was just garbage. That it was just absolutely garbage. Gowdy said there's damning evidence out there for investigators to find as they examine the FBI's conduct in the early eight stages of the Trump-Russia investigation. Republicans are talking about classified documents they think is going to root out misconduct in their use of this garbage to obtain a FISA, a wiretapping, spying on people. Ooh. Mm. Jim Comey's probably hardest hit right now. And then Rachel Maddow lost her ever-loving mind. I mean, it is amazing how they're freaking out now because they need this to not happen so that they can maintain that they didn't know We didn't know what was going on. We didn't know. What? Not, how does this? No, now they're attacking the president for investigating the investigators. Although Trump had nothing to do with it. It was William Barr, because he wants to look into this. And who can blame him for doing so? My gosh. So we're gonna watch all of that. I'm super excited about it, because I think there is the idea that you could do this to someone who is running for the office of the presidency. And we've seen government, we've seen the Obama administration. That administration has been notorious for weaponizing so many different government agencies and going after individuals that they didn't like how they thought. So this is, it needs to be looked at. So we'll get into, we will watch all of that. In the meantime, Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone service that's out there. And you should really consider switching, because if you're still with your big mobile phone service, I mean, it's not chances. It's all on opensecrets.org. They're donating your bill money to Planned Parenthood and to gun control groups, and ultimately to really do all of this garbage that we've been talking about and trying to undermine American faith in our electoral systems because people are mad that Trump won. You need to support your values with veteran-led Patriot Mobile. It's the only cell phone company that provides reliable nationwide coverage, conservative cell phone company, easy to switch, keep your same phone number, bring your own device, get a new one, whatever. No hidden fees, no roaming fees, no progressive agenda. More than $2 million has been used to support your constitutional rights thus far. You can do a lot more if you switch today. Unlimited talk and text plans start as low as $25, so don't wait. Switching is simple and hassle-free. All phone support is U.S.-based. Switch today to Patriot Mobile at patriotmobile.com/Dana. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana.
It's the Dana Show.
At D Lash on Twitter. Official Dana Lash on Facebook. This is such a good track by Sweet. Let's go ahead and kick it on a song, quick five. We got Senator Josh Hawley, by the way, coming up next.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Somehow Washington was named the best state in America. I think this is wrong. I mean, not that I don't like the Evergreen State. It's very beautiful. Your gun laws suck. They suck so bad. I don't think it's, I'm sorry, I just don't think it's the best state. I may be kind of partial against you because I don't live there. But I think everyone thinks their state is the best state. Except maybe some people who live in other states.
Well, what was the criteria, though?
They were looking at economic growth and other stuff. They say it's the tech-heavy states. They apparently, their broadband network is one of the nation's best. Like, really? That really is? But but only criminals can have guns, basically, in Washington. Their gun laws have gotten so bad. It's just weird. This comes by way of Associated Press. And I like this. So don't hate on Madonna. She has been told to not play in Israel. She has rejected so far all calls for her to boycott the Eurovision Song Contest in Israel, saying that she will, quote, not stop playing music to suit someone's political agenda, end quote. She's going to go to Tel Aviv for a performance at the Eurovision event. So good for her. Kudos to Madonna for that. She's basically telling everyone to pound sand, which is more punk rock than some of these fake punk folks out there. That's cool. A New York fraternity is suspended after disturbing footage shows members forcing a 10-month-old puppy to drink beer from a keg. Oh, you guys know I got thoughts on this, don't you? I can't hardly look at the video. It makes me sad. They forced this thing. It's a young King Charles Cavalier Spaniel, and it struggles to escape their grip. And the owner is identified as one of the guys in the video, and he may actually press charges. And this poor little pup is like not wanting to do it. I don't be a douchebag to your dog, right? I mean, for crying out loud, this puppy did not want to do it. And I think it's ridiculous that they did this too. I don't like this. This is one thing I don't like. Do what you're ever going to do. But you guys know I'm crazy when it comes to dogs. And I think these guys are douchebags. And, that's it. I don't have anything else nice to say or FCC friendly. And that's pretty much, that's the end of that. The wiener is free. Anthony Weiner was released from a halfway house after 21 months in custody. The guy whose people once accused me of hacking his Twitter account when I broke the story when I worked under Andrew Breitbart when he was still alive about his Well, his crotch shot. He's now out of his Bronx halfway house. He had a 21-month sentence for having illicit contact with a 15-year-old. And he had all kinds of grody selfies that he took. And so he, on Tuesday, Weiner told reporters that he hoped to get back to his family and make up for lost time. He says, I hope I'm able to live a life of integrity and service. And I'm glad this chapter of my life is behind me, he said, getting into a waiting car. Yeah, I'm sure we're. Until the next time you're caught sending something disgusting to somebody else. Oh my gosh, He's a gross dude. He is a gross dude. Let's see here. I had another. Let me pull this up. China blasts greedy and arrogant Trump for daring to engage in this tariff retaliation. The U.S. president said last week, and imposed huge tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods in this. Because they've been, why is it that China can try to screw with American markets, but when the game is played back at them, why is it everyone else's fault? That's, I think, my question. This is the scariest thing I have ever heard, ever. Knoxville. A traveling carnival worker admits to being a serial killer. Yeah. A Virginia man has been charged with killing two Tennessee women and a teenage girl he met while working with a traveling carnival, said authorities. James Michael Wright, 23, is accused of carrying out the killings near his home in Washington County, Virginia, over the span of 3 weeks from late February to mid-March. He said he did it accidentally, which investigators say you'd kill them three people accidentally. Really? We're not buying that. He apparently shot them and then buried them. And we don't know any other details beyond that, but that's a horror film. Golly. Senator Josh Hawley joins us next to talk about the tech fight and corporate censorship. Stay with us.
Listen live around the world
at danaradio.com.
I can always tell who the press is starting to hate the most by the headlines that are written about them and the number of headlines and the smarmy way they describe them. I saw this really just catty little headline. Meet the Senate's new culture warrior, Josh Hawley. He's fashioning a right-wing agenda. I thought that was adorable. Senator Hawley joins us now to discuss a whole number of things, but mainly the big tech battle. Senator Hawley, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
So you're the new culture warrior, by the way, just so you know. That's what Washington Post is calling you.
That's the nicest thing they've called me.
yeah, exactly. I would say that would probably be the nicest headline that you're going to get from the Washington Post. So a couple of things. You had sent a letter in because the last time you and I spoke, I thought that you laid it out very well with regards to the differences between platform and publishing. This was a tricky area for a lot of Americans because it almost went into the weeds. And they were trying to understand. They knew they're frustrated with, you know, privacy concerns and also with the picking and choosing of what is or is not acceptable on platforms like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and others. And you had been making the case that, look, if you're going to pick and choose and you're not going to act like a town square, a platform, and you're going to choose the role of a publisher, well, then you're no longer going to have those protections from liability that those who operate a platform can expect. And I liked, which makes sense on that. And you sent a letter to Mark Zuckerberg because this was one of the other things a lot of people have had questions about. He recently said that he wants to really go for privacy and protect the privacy of Facebook users. You don't believe him, though, and you had made the point that all of the points towards growth in your future actually point to the opposite of what you are stating. Talk to us a little bit about why you disagree with Zuckerberg, and you don't really think that he's genuine if he's pivoting really to protecting privacy.
Yeah, you know, it's the Missouri motto. What do we say? Show me, right? You know, I mean, mm-hmm. People talk a big game, especially in D.C. and increasingly Silicon Valley, which operates like a suburb of D.C. I mean, the number of lobbyists that these people, Facebook, Google, have crawling around the Capitol. I mean, it's really unbelievable. But, you know, these people, they're always talking, they're always pushing some line. And my view is, well, prove it to me. And so you say now, Facebook says now, after taking all this information from us, from users for years, not telling us about it, selling it to third parties, using it to make a whole bunch of money without our permission. Now they're saying, oh, we're going to be a privacy company. Well, that would be wonderful. But the problem is they haven't done any of that in the past. And what their plans are for the future in terms of wanting to get more people onto their platform, wanting people to quit using stuff like iMessage and start using just the Facebook Messenger to do all their messaging. What Facebook really wants to do is get you to spend more time on Facebook so they can sell you stuff. And they want to collect information from you while you're on Facebook so they can sell you more stuff and also sell your information. That's a huge problem.
Yeah, people don't realize that if you're using a service like that and it's free, that means you're the product. You are the product and you are what is being sold.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And you know, the thing about Facebook and a lot of Google's products, Twitter does this too, is that they say to you, oh, it's free to the consumer. But it's not free. They're taking from you your personal information. They're tracking what websites you visit. They're tracking your messages that you send back and forth. They're tracking what's on your timeline. And then they are selling that information either by allowing advertisers to give access to you and in return for money, or selling it, straight up selling it to third parties. And so my view is we need to ask some questions here. Besides the fact that do consumers even have a choice? Question number one. But question number two, is this really adding anything to our economy? I mean, is Facebook taking all this information from us, selling it, and then trying to get us addicted to Facebook so we just spend more time on Facebook? Like, what does that add, really, to the American economy or to American society?
One of the weird, I guess, because technology is progressing so fast, because whenever I look at issues like this, I always think, well, and I tell members of my family, especially my mother, who when she first got on Facebook wanted to overshare everything. I'm like, you can't do that because you're literally being turned into a product. So stop. But where is it? Where is the line that I'm trying to think of how the best way to phrase this? Because people can choose whether or not they want to participate. You can choose how much money or how much you want to share of your own personal private information, your photos, etc., your activity. You can choose if you want to be on Facebook and for how long, you know, and a day. You can choose how much information you're going to share. You can choose not to use it at all. Is that still an option? Because you mentioned choice for users. And the reason that I bring it up in that particular way is the platform, the public square, is really changing and becoming so digitized. Do people, and not just with Facebook, but for all of these different social media platforms, are we at the point yet where we still have that choice to not, you know, participate? Everyone that I know actually has to be involved in social media for their jobs. And so I wonder, are we almost at the point beyond that to where we don't have a choice anymore? How do you address that? It's kind of a tricky issue.
Yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, it's really true in terms of not only how we communicate with each other, but also how we get our news. I mean, lots and lots of people get their news from Facebook, or they get their news from Google, from ads or web searches, or they get their news from Twitter. So increasingly, just a couple, three companies, all of whom have a very liberal bias, by the way, are controlling the information flow to American citizens. So if those companies are putting a thumb on the scale and are engaging in political bias and saying that, you know, the news you read is going to be mostly liberal, or, you know, if we're Google and you're searching for certain results, you know, like this happened in the Trump campaign, well, Hillary results come up first and Trump results come up later. That can have a big effect if that is the major source of information for consumers. So, yeah, consumers don't have any choice there. To your point, Dana, they're being told one thing, but then these companies are actually doing something else. Ditto for our personal information. Most people don't realize that these companies, you know, Gmail and so forth, they are extracting from you all kinds of personal information, the sites you visit, everything you do online. Consumers aren't told about that. If they're not told, they can't make an informed choice.
Or they don't read the fine print when they click agree to use those services. Because I created a Gmail account. I don't know anybody who actually reads all of that stuff. What I get worried about is when I see people like Mark Zuckerberg and other individuals. I was watching one of the video that the it was an interview that one of the co-founders who hasn't been with the company in about 10 years, and I'm sure you saw this. We're talking to Senator Josh Hawley, where this guy put out this video saying, "Yeah, I really want the government to come in and regulate Facebook. I don't think that people can do it anymore." I always have a little voice in my head that just shouts, "This could be bait. This could be a way for sort of, you know, one of the last places, although it's not entirely, you know, we have so much corporate censorship at this point." But do you worry that they would love to see the government come in and regulate this new medium in which people are speaking, the new public platform, the new public square? Does that concern you as a conservative?
Yeah, well, what I worry about is that what the kind of regulation that they want, you know, Facebook, Google, the really big guys here who control all of social media, they want regulations that only they can comply with, you know, that will keep competitors out. So they want to design a system of regulations that's so burdensome that new companies cannot get in there and actually disrupt. And that's a huge problem. I mean, what we need are measures to hold them accountable. We need measures that will stop them engaging in bias. And it, as you said at the top of our interview, Dana, I mean, if they want to engage in bias, political bias, and push a left-wing point of view, you know, okay. But they should be treated like every other newspaper or television station in America. They shouldn't get a sweetheart deal. But we need to make sure that we protect people's privacy, we protect consumers' rights, and we enforce competition, and we allow new innovation, new voices out there. We don't need fewer voices. We need more voices and more free speech, and that needs to be our focus.
Does it cease being a free market issue when we get the government involved to that extent? I always tell, anytime I talk to students, especially anybody who's in tech, I always just beg them, essentially, I'm not even going to lie, I beg them, please, please create a new digital platform so it's not just all of these very far left people in Silicon Valley who are doing this. It's not just these San Francisco hipsters who, over coffee one day, decided to create this new way to communicate. And that's what I always wonder, is it still, I mean, do you think it's too lost of a cause for the free market to handle?
Well, I think that, I think the government has gotten involved in ways that have ended up making it harder for the market to operate. And Section 230 is actually a good example. I mean, Section 230, yeah. that's the part of the law that says these tech companies get special deals and don't get treated like everybody else. That actually has allowed Facebook and Google to exercise censorship, but not to be accountable for it. So we've got to figure out, okay, what is the way that where we can actually increase free speech and increase competition? How can we actually expand the voices? And here's the last thing I would say, Dan, about this, is that you think about what the tech industry has given this country in decades past. You know, they got us on the moon. They've given us incredible technologies. What are they giving us today? They're giving us this social media that is made to addict people and push a left-wing point of view. I mean, like, that's what they're offering the country. They need to do better, and we need to do better.
Yeah, I agree with that, with the protections, and that's ultimately what it is. I know when I talk to listeners and I explain to them, you know, if they're going to behave in a manner where they're picking and choosing, well, then that's a publisher. That's not a platform. And yet, why should they be exempt from all of the liabilities that other publishers, they're not exempt from it. And that is kind of, you know, kind of free and fair market. I mean, if you're going to play in that sphere, you need to keep honest about what you will really and truly are. Before I let you go, Senator, I have to ask you about, you are introducing legislation where you are looking at what you call it, manipulative video game features aimed at kids. Now, I also play some. I play Kingdom Rush. Kane and I had this huge conversation. It's a tower defense game, just to, you know, save myself some face. I think it's the best tower defense game that's out there. I don't do Candy Crush or anything like that. And you've discussed all of these games that are designed for kids. We read a story the other day where some kid, I forget how high, it was a couple $1,000s. I don't even know how you can charge that much on in-app purchases, but apparently you can, because this kid did. And you want to go after those what do you want to see happen with the pay to win and the loot boxes and some of those practices and games?
I want these video game companies to quit trying to addict kids as a business model and make a bunch of money off the kids and their parents. you know, it's one thing for adults, but for kids, I mean, to go out there with practices like loot boxes where you pay for an upgrade during the game, basically, you know, so you get the chance to buy an opportunity. Maybe
this is cheating.
To get, like, some tools.
That's just cheating.
That's the thing, Dana. Gamers hate this stuff. You know, gamers who actually care about the integrity of the game, they hate this because they know what it is. They're like, this is a form of gambling that is just money-making for the video game companies, has nothing to do with the game, ruins the integrity of the game. So we need to put a stop to this for kids because it is meant to addict kids. It is designed, like gambling, to addict the kids and to take their money and their parents' money, by the way, without really telling them. So if adults want to do this, that's fine. That's their choice. But we need to stop it for kids. And we need to have a conversation about how these social media companies and video game companies have basically developed a business model of addiction in order to get money out of us.
Now, I have, and in full disclosure, we talked a little bit about this. I guess it was earlier this week or last, right when it came out. And there are so many things that I agree with you on. And out of everything, and I've always thought that you, I think, have one of the sharpest minds in the Senate. I couldn't see eye to eye with you on this one because I thought, well, can't we just not play them? Or is it trying to be a substitute for parental involvement in our kids' lives? My kids play, but we also have it set up on our phones. And I don't know if they do this on Android, but we have it set up on our phones. We have the family plan on iPhone. And they can't do anything. They can't even get a free app or anything like that unless myself or my husband signs off on it. And they think it's totally tyrannical. And I said, it is, because we pay your bills. Yes, we are tyrants. You're totally correct on that.
Right.
But
right.
couldn't parents just kind of step up?
Well, they could and should. And of course, we want parents to be involved in their kids' lives, but a lot of parents don't know about this, and a lot of times the kids don't either. And my point is this, Dan, I think there's a big difference between this for adults and these kind of activities for kids. And across a range of spheres, we say, listen, you can't engage in practices that are predatory or manipulative. You know, I was Attorney General of Missouri for 2 years, as you know, and a lot of what I did as Attorney General was go after companies and folks who would prey upon other consumers by misrepresenting their practices, by saying something was what it wasn't. And these loot boxes, these pay-to-win practices directed at kids are pretty much the same thing. They're predatory. They misrepresent the nature of the game. They lure the kids in by saying, oh, it's free. Then she thought, oh, it's not quite free. You don't really realize how much you're racking up in costs. The parents don't really realize. And the whole point is to get the kids addicted so that then they'll come back and make more money. So, you know, if this is something adults want to do, so that's a different issue. And gamers, I think, again, it's really telling that since I introduced this legislation, I have heard from more gamers than anybody, gamers and parents.
Interesting.
You know, parents saying thank you and gamers saying thank you because this is ruining the integrity.
Oh, gamers hate it because they're so competitive. Because it is cheating. I mean, you're right. You hit on it when you said it just completely undermines the integrity of gameplay. It totally does. It does shut down the cheaters. I'll be watching to see what happens with this legislation, and I can't wait to see. I'm interested in seeing Zuckerberg respond to you as well, Senator Josh Hawley. I've enjoyed our time this afternoon. Thank you so much for coming on, and it's good to get a little bit of the home state and talking to Senator Hawley. So thank you so much, sir. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Take care. We have still on the way, we got some Today in Stupidity coming up. In the meantime, a really good company that it's honestly, they have such an all-American story. George Kellgren, when he legally immigrated to the United States, he's like a mad scientist in a way. He started Kel-Tec, and they've created so many amazing firearms. It's a, you know, small American manufacturer. They just completely innovate new types of weapons. They don't copy stuff. For instance, it's the KS7, their new KS7, which is a compact, lightweight. I almost said super cute, but that's not cool for dudes. It is an adorable little shotgun. I don't know how else to call it, but it actually looks pretty BA. It's hardcore. It's a zombie gun, but it's lightweight. You can take it out. Honestly, you can use it for home defense or take it out backcountry. 18.5 inch barrel, a little over 26 inches overall length. Easy to handle in confined spaces. And it has that patented Kel-Tec downward shell ejection, which I can't believe that like nobody ever thought except Kel-Tec. Let's maybe not have hot brass flying in people's faces and at their shoulders, all that stuff. So also, ambidextrous, truly ambidextrous. Pump release right there in front of the trigger guard. Quick, easy release, cross-bolt safety. Check it out. The new Kel-Tec KS7. It's a 12-gauge pump action micro beast. KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
It's the Dana Show.
I know we got less than a minute, but at the end of every show, Kane and I always had these very frustrated conversations with each other because I have to do a promo for tomorrow. And I just finished today's show, and I don't know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow yet.
We have a little idea.
No, we don't.
Be general about
I forget
this,
everything so. I've talked about the moment I step out of the studio.
So you're saying what I've written is not good enough?
No, it sucks. I don't like
God,
it. Sorry.
You are harsh.
Sorry. I'm going to call Senator Hawley here to...
Really, really are harsh.
Legislate you.
Honestly.
Because it's bad. All right. I'm taking up your time. Today in stupidity, real fast.
Well, Rep. Tlaib was out there talking about, hey, talk like a fourth grader so racist idiots understand. We don't have time to play the audio.
Yeah, you all know what we mean. You know what we mean. Folks, have a great evening. I'll be back with you tomorrow.